Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, good oral hygiene can prevent much more than just cavities. And in fact, they're learning more and more that regular checkups and hygiene can prevent serious health problems, including hormonal imbalance and diabetes, heart problems, which we've heard about for a long time, and even now some cancers. My guest is Dr. Sanda Moldovan. She's a periodontist and nutritionist. So, Dr. Sanda, give us the link between our oral hygiene and getting our regular checkups and a whole host of disease states that we're seeing today.
Yes, Melanie. I mean, if you've listened to the news just in the last few years, there's been so much talk about the relationship between periodontal disease and heart attacks and strokes. We know that there's about an increase of about 3 to 5 times in people who have advanced gum disease remains untreated and them developing heart disease and stroke. But outside of that, the heart disease and stroke, there's so many other things that can that are related to periodontal disease.
Such as?
Let's talk about first nutritional deficiencies, because in U.S. today, it's become such a problem, especially the whole metabolic disease and diabetes due to processed foods and the increase in processed foods and sugary drinks. So then for eating less fresh food, we have now a decrease or nutritional deficiency of B vitamins. And when somebody comes to my office with B vitamin deficiency, I see redness at the corners of the mouth.
Wow. So you can look, as a periodontist, and the fact that you're a nutritionist as well, Dr. Sanda, you can look at someone's mouth and figure out their nutritional deficiencies based on what's going on in their gums. And you mentioned earlier hormonal imbalance. How is that related, really?
Well, what's interesting is that our gums actually have hormonal receptors. So during pregnancy, for example, pregnant women that don't have good oral hygiene actually develop pregnancy tumors, for example. So the gums just start growing exponentially, almost overnight. Another thing is what I see in women that have hormonal deficiencies that are not pregnant, for example, I see bleeding of the gums. So they come and tell me, you know, I actually brush and floss regularly, but I still have bleeding of the gums. So I normally send them to a integrative physician or functional medicine MD to check for hormonal balance and other nutritional deficiencies that may be there.
Now, what about stress and our oral health? Is there any linkage there?
Stress definitely plays a factor with our overall health. So what I do see with stress is that if somebody has had periodontal disease in the past and now all of a sudden they have a very stressful period in their life, they can have that periodontal disease reoccur. And not just that, it's probably inflammation all over the body. So stress causes inflammation, and gum disease is an inflammatory condition.
Well, that would make sense to me, even Dr. Sanda, because inflammatory conditions, and they come along when stress is, you know, when we're under stress, serious stress, and cortisol is released, a hormone, and it's the stress hormone anyway that causes inflammation in various parts of our body. It would make sense that it's going into our gums and such anyway, because, you know, that's a spot too. So now what about other things? You know, we've heard about heart problems. Kind of reiterate that link for us between the plaque that we're not flossing properly and it going into the arteries and such in our body and possibly causing a buildup there.
Yeah, so, you know, we've been trying to figure out exactly where the two are linked. We don't know which one comes first. Is it a periodontal disease that causes heart disease or the other way around? But really what we are thinking is like an overall inflammation that causes both. And it's mostly the mouth is telling us the story of what's happening to the rest of our body. And luckily, most of us go to the dentist more often than we go to the physician. So I think we have a real opportunity here as dentists to recognize overall medical conditions that may be happening and refer patients to get appropriate medical care.
Can you even tell if somebody is maybe pre-diabetic or if they're, you know, at risk for diabetes by what's going on in their mouth?
Definitely. Actually, in my office, I do check for glucose if somebody's diabetic, because a lot of them, 50% of diabetics in our country don't even know they have diabetes. And if they come to my office with advanced gum disease, bleeding gums, I always refer somebody like that to a medical doctor, especially if they haven't had a physical in the last few years.
Wow. So basically, we go see, now you're a periodontist. Would you recommend people start at their dentist, see their hygienist twice a year for their cleanings, you know, every 6 months or so? You know, make sure that we, what, change our toothbrushes how often?
I would change a toothbrush every 3 months.
Every 3 months. Do you like soft toothbrushes or hard?
I prefer soft toothbrushes, and if somebody doesn't have good manual dexterity, an electric brush.
Oh, yeah. I've, you know, always thought about getting one of those electric brushes. They seem to be easier, but the noise factor is kind of an issue. Now, what about seeing someone like you? When does it come to the point where we're going to be seeing a periodontist?
So, you know, in the past, actually, a general dentist would refer someone with bleeding gums to a periodontist. But today, we have so much more awareness about gum disease that I have a lot of patients that just self-refer. They see bleeding gums and they automatically say, oh, I need to go see a periodontist. And they go that route, which is absolutely okay to do. And you know, Melanie, another thing that I want to talk about in terms of things that I see in the mouth is food allergies or intolerances, especially gluten sensitivity, something that we can pick up in the mouth. There's more and more problems today with gluten sensitivity. Basically, gluten is a protein that's present in wheat products. And today, because of genetically modified products, the gluten is much, much higher in these products. So we have about 20% of the population that's gluten intolerant. And we see that in the mouth as canker sores. So if somebody has canker sores in the mouth that just keep coming in, especially, you know, they started developing out of the blue, they should go on a gluten-free diet for 2-3 weeks and see if that changes. And we usually see that it does.
How interesting. That is a great bit of information, Dr. Sanda, because you know people who have those canker sores inside their mouth. I used to as a kid, but I don't anymore as an adult. And we are a much more gluten-sensitive society. It seems that it's in so much of what we have. So it's very interesting to me that you can tell if someone has food allergies based on what you're seeing in their mouth. So you've got about a minute left. Really give us your very, very best advice for good oral health, good oral hygiene, preventing all sorts of diseases, and kind of wrap it all up for us.
Well, Melanie, I think that it's very important for everyone to look in the mirror, do a little bit of a self-exam at home. Look at your gums. Look at the color of your tongue. If your tongue has a whitish coat on it, there might be a little bit of bacterial imbalance. So definitely go see a dentist as well or a medical doctor. If your gums are bleeding, see a periodontist. If you see dark stains on the teeth, you may be developing a cavity. So definitely go see a dentist before it becomes symptomatic.
Well,
and definitely what helps with that is to brush twice a day, floss once a day.
Brush twice a day, floss once a day. Make sure you see your dentist. Change your toothbrushes every 3 months or so. And she likes the softer toothbrushes. I do as well. And this is what it's all about. It's definitely about keeping ourselves healthy. You're listening to Radio MD. Remember, you can listen anytime, on demand, on the go, anywhere. You can tell your friends about us. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole, and you know, I want you to share these shows because that's what it's about. That's how we get this information out among our friends. So put us on your Facebook page. Tell everybody about this great periodontal information that we just put out today. Have a great day and stay well.